This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingles. John Tranacosta is in the zone, playing his drum kit in the radio studio. Born in Staten Island, New York, Tranacosta was introduced to the drums as a kid and then to jazz in high school. He went to college for a couple of years in Santa Fe in the 1960s before hightailing it back to New York. He wound his way back to New Mexico in the early 1990s and has stayed put, playing in various ensembles but mostly leading the popular Straight Up group. He calls today's solo just messing around, but he told interviewer David House that in a way, every time he plays, he's trying to keep up with the Joneses, a few of his heroes, jazz drum greats Elvin Jones, Papa Joe Jones, and Philly Joe Jones.
Philly Joe is probably my biggest influence, okay? Definitely is. Philly is interesting in that he comes out of the swing era in his style. Well, in his sound, for one thing. Philly is like real melodic, very, very, very melodic. The one that shows his real melodic side is the one, Nuke's Time is the album, Sonny Rollins, he plays Surrey with the Fringe on top. And it's just him and Sonny Rollins, nobody else, it's a duet.
You also have some Hank Mobley that you brought with you, too.
Yeah, that shows Philly as the tour de force that he really is. I mean, just hard driving. It's the first tune called Workout.
Brought your drum set with you.
Oh, that's right. I'm sitting there. Here we go. Here's a little anecdotal story that's very indicative of living in New York and growing up in New York, right? I was probably about, 13 or 14 or something like that. I decided I'm going to go to this place that I heard about, this drum shop in Manhattan, right? This is big experience for me. You know, I'm going to take the ferry, to bus to the ferry, and I'm going to take the ferry across, and I'm going to take the train and find this place, and on a Saturday morning, I'm going to go, you know. So anyway, I get there, and I find the place, and I walk down to the entrance to the door, and the door's open, and I look in, and there's nobody there, so I call. Anyway, this guy comes out, right? And he asks me what I'm looking for, and I told him, you know, a pair of drumsticks, so he said, he takes out a drum pad and he kind of puts, there was one there on the counter, he pushes it over and he said, hands me a pair of sticks and says, play something, let me hear you play something. So I play something for him and he says, all right. And then he takes the sticks back and he starts to show me another way of playing and a way of holding the stick and stuff like that. And it's going back and forth and it's going, he's beautiful. I mean, he's absolutely beautiful, right? And it turned out it was Papa Joe Jones.
Oh, no.
So I got a drum lesson from Papa Joe Jones, one of the greatest drummers of all time in the history of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know who he was.
Well, there's a mentor for you right there, right?
There's a mentor. Anyway, Papa Joe, we'll segue into that, right?
Because yeah.
I have the drums. Papa Joe is known for his hi-hat. His whole thing. Papa Joe's, of course, coming from the swing era, right? As you know. In the swing era, the right cymbal wasn't used to keep time. It would be on the snare drum. And so guys would play, you know, coming from those funeral marches. Right?
Sure.
And then in the swing era, it really became. Well, I wouldn't even attempt to try and do what Papa Joe could do. But Papa Joe, it's said, you know, can swung the whole band, the whole Basie band, with just his hi-hat. Didn't need anything else, and it's true. Well, then it goes to the ride cymbal, and this is when bebop starts to come in, right? And, you know, the history books credit Kenny Clark for being the one to bring it from there to here. And so then it becomes... So the bass drum now becomes another voice. It's not a timekeeper. It's not a pulse-oriented thing. The point is that that bass drum in four like this is coming from way back there, all right? And it's not obvious to your ears.
But you could still feel it.
But it's very important to the feel of it all.
That's interesting, yeah. We also brought some of your own music.
Some of my own music.
Yes. You have a, you know, a band that is well-known around New Mexico and I think around the region. And, you know, I have a feeling it's probably known even further and wider than that.
Well, a couple of my friends in Staten Island know about it.
There you go. And what's the name of that band?
It's called Straight Up.
Yeah. And you've got some real hot players on that with you as well.
It's Arlen Asher. The trumpet player is a friend of mine from New York who keeps coming out. His name is Michael Morreale. And Bob Fox is the piano player and David Parlato on bass.
All right. So pick something from, what's the first one, the name of it again? Live Jazz?
Live Jazz in the Desert. Ralph Moore, it's his composition, great tune, Hopscotch.
Drummer John Trentacosta, leading the band Straight Up. He was interviewed by David House, and to hear much more from our interview session with John Trentacosta, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. Our series is engineered by Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.